Tomorrow's World Commentary, January 29th, 2025. Is a Golden Age Ahead for America? By Adam J. West. Article begins. On Monday, January 20th, 2025, President Donald J. Trump, the 45th and now 47th President of the United States, began his second term after a four-year hiatus. President Trump has promised, from campaign trail to inauguration, to help lead the United States of America into a golden age, a time of greatness and prosperity unlike any other. But can any government, overseen by fallible human beings with limited time, capacities, and vision, ever bring about such an age? Does a mere one or even two-term presidency lend itself to such a radical course correction, regardless of who occupies the Oval Office? Can any president stop or even slow the growing snowball that has been hurtling down the economic and cultural mountainside for decades? Human weakness and the record of history sadly show otherwise. The Bible instead reveals tragedy and turmoil prophesied to come, not only upon America, but upon all of the modern-day descendants of ancient Israel in the latter days. And what specifically has the eternal God foretold will befall these nations at what the Bible calls the time of Jacob's trouble? Leviticus chapter 26 provides a litany of powerful warnings against, as well as severe consequences of, violating God's laws, as God plainly warns through Moses that he will break the pride of their power. Leviticus 26 verse 19. Among President Trump's rallying cries have been the calls to purchase Greenland and retake the Panama Canal. The Panama Canal is one of the ultimate cost-saving trade routes connecting the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans and is a lucrative and valuable strategic zone of influence, while Greenland represents a massive and largely untapped resource that could be added to the United States' already prodigious natural wealth. Threats of competition from China, saber-rattling from Russia, and endless negative press about the impact of Trump's intentions regarding Greenland and Canada only seem to strengthen the new former president's resolve. A prophecy describes the blessings afforded to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of ten thousands, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them." Rebekah was to be the mother of countless descendants who would possess the gates of their enemies. These gates, including sea gates like the Panama Canal, are vital for strategic control and economic gain, and they, along with vast resources, and the military and financial clout to hold and develop them, are truly the pride, quote-unquote, of America's power, if anything ever was. And yet, these blessings have been eroded and taken away over time due to national rebellion against the eternal God. This directly corresponds to national sins, transgression of God's great spiritual law, the Ten Commandments, impacting the influence and power of the United Kingdom, the United States, and the other modern-day descendants of ancient Israel. Their collective moral decline has resulted in the loss of strategic sea gates and the selling away of even the natural resources these countries already hold, just as God promised when he said he would break the pride of their power. Is any degree of golden age poised to materialize? No. Or rather, not in the manner being articulated to the American populace and the ever-watchful nations of the world. And while a golden age, quote-unquote, is on the horizon and will soon arrive, other prophetic trends still need to develop that will thrust all nations into a final great crisis before a true Savior's return. We are living in significant times long ago prophesied to usher in that golden age. As we witness the loss of blessings and the fulfillment of God's faithful warnings and consequences for sin, let us draw ever closer to our God and use these events as a catalyst for growth. Prepare now for the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, when God's government will bring lasting peace and prosperity to all nations. End of article. Read by William Williams. Literature offer. To learn more about the identity of America and Great Britain and the prophecies regarding their fates in the near future, read The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. To learn more about Jesus Christ's coming golden age, read The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Both are available free of charge.